shifters with work life, gym, etc. The shifters from Melbourne, Australia. That's from their record, Have a Cunning Plan. Ahead of that, we heard Embrace with the song Money. That was recommended or suggested by Nothu Yu and Chris Bald. Bald, who was in the band, messaged and said that was actually about being a boss. And Nothu responded with, I hear you on that, but it's about work in the end. And it's true, this is not necessarily a show all about disliking your job. It's about different aspects of work. So yeah, really happy to put that one in. And I think the message in that song is really important in terms of how what one does and the value that capitalism applies to it does not necessarily, or doesn't align at all with one's value as a human being. So ahead of that, we had The Clash with Career Opportunities. That was the re-recorded version for Sandinista with vocals by Luke and Ben Gallagher, Mickey Gallagher's son, the keyboardist. I really like that version, as well as the original. Just wanted to switch it up. So yeah, shout out to those that suggested Career Opportunities and other Clash songs. And prior to that, we had The Autistics with Get a Job. And that one links to why I chose this topic. I've been really interested in the experience of neurodivergent people like myself and employment, and wanting to kind of understand what some of the challenges I've experienced and others do in terms of obtaining and maintaining gratifying employment and having one's kind of unique strengths recognized and valued. So I've started a project called Working to Work, which is both a kind of a YouTube channel, a podcast, and it would be a broadcast on a radio station called Resonance, which also airs Maximum Rock and Roll in London. And yeah, the focus is to kind of explore what some of the barriers are for autistic people, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, generally people whose minds and sensibilities and behaviors are perhaps divergent from what's considered normal. And thus those kind of differences, I think, can be less appreciated in terms of work. And also the unique strengths, I think, that people can offer if given the opportunity aren't always recognized or valued. So I kind of wanted to explore, like, talking to different guests, other autistic people, activists, politicians, academics, coaches, what they think some of the challenges are and how they might be overcome and mitigated. So yeah, a project I'm really passionate about, and as I say, inspired the theme for this episode. And if you're interested in Working to Work and listening to some of the interviews I've been doing or getting involved in any way, the YouTube channel is called Working to Work. So youtube.com/@WorkingToWork. That's with a T-O rather than the number. Or you can search in the podcast apps for Working to Work. And yeah, it's not for profit. It's not my job. It's something I'm passionate about and want to explore. I want to add to kind of a progressive discourse around neurodivergent employment, because the numbers are so low in the UK. It's 3 in 10 autistic people are in work, which is significantly lower than non-autistic people, and also the lowest of any disability group. And it's not because autistic people don't have a desire to work or the skills and ability and will to offer that. Okay, so some more music. This was one of the first songs that came to mind when I was thinking about this show, and some other people recommended it, suggested it in the thread. This is 15 with Family Values.
He's supposed to smile first.
Lately, I've I've been working in a factory, in an industry, yeah, lately. I've been working in a factory. Wait, slave, that's me. Yeah. Lately, hey, I've been working in a factory, in an industry, yeah, lately. Hey, I've been working, filling barrels, 10,003, yeah. How much crime is enough to sell to Americans? How many products are enough to sell to Americans? How much profit is enough for one rich man to make up my labor that he knows damn well comes at the expense of mayhem in time for my children? Lately, I've been working in his factory, in his winery, yeah. Lately, I've been working, filling barrels, 10,003, yeah. Lately, I've been working in his factory so I can feed my babies, yeah. Lately, I've been working in his factory. Wait, slave, that's me, yeah. How much wine is enough to sell to Americans? How many products are enough to sell to Americans? How much profit is enough for one rich man to make up my labor that they know damn well comes at the expense of mayhem and time for my children? Family values means burn down the factory. 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 Burn down the factory.
Maximum Rock and Roll. This is a special episode. They're all special episodes, but this one's special in the sense that its speciality is work and employment. And even if you missed the beginning, you may have recognized the theme. Song we just heard was Wet Drag, not to be mistaken for or confused with Wet Leg, who seem very popular at the moment. But this is Wet Drag from Oakland, with the song Work Drag. Before that, we heard Dillinger 4 with, let me get this title right, it's kind of long. Superpowers Enable Me to Blend In with Machinery. That was a suggestion by Al Quaint, so thank you, Al. Prior to that, it was Mo Tucker of Velvet Underground fame, but also fame in their own right as a solo artist with their song Work. Before that, it was Jungle Nausea with Job Club, and we started the set with 15 Family Values. So again, shout out to everyone that suggested that one. Just wanted to also mention, in terms of what I was talking about in between the previous set, Working to Work, the project I'm working on, one of my interviews was with Danny, who goes by the Punk Rock Autistic, who has doing a lot of powerful work in terms of empowerment for autistic people, and also in respect of employment. And I spoke with them for that project. So if you're interested, there is a interview on the YouTube channel and the podcast. And I also wanted to mention it because they are going to be a up-and-coming DJ, producing a guest show and potentially more for Maximum. They've got an incredible depth of knowledge and passion for punk and Maximum rock and roll. So excited about that. So without further ado, the last set, it begins with The Pissed, The Customer Is Always Right. And this was a suggestion by Liam Gray. So shout out, Liam. The Pissed came up a few times with different songs, but going for The Customer Is Always Right. In brackets, I'm adding this one. They're definitely not.
Condescending asshole learns of common courtesy. Customers are total shit, they build this regularly. They think they need no more about my lousy job than me. They think they can do better, I can do it twice as fast. Here's your change, sir, now you can shove it up your ass, you rude bastard. Don't patronize. condescending asshole learns some common courtesy. Customer's always right, and Santa Claus is real. Jesus died for our sins, we better fucking kneel. The customer's always right, the tooth fairy's a lie. If you believe all that, I've got some bridges you can buy. Say thank you, you didn't consider a moron with no manners, so fuck you. It's obvious your parents didn't raise you very well. Have a nice day, man. Now you can't burn in hell, you rude bastard. Don't patronize me. You'll get some respect when you show some to me. You rude bastard. Don't you talk down
Yes, that was The Vindictives with Assembly Line. That's one of my, I was going to say favorite punk songs. That's one of my favorite songs. I love that song. And The Vindictives are one of those groups that I forget about for some reason. And then when I remember them and listen to the CD or stream it or whatever, I'm reminded how good they are. Yeah, we've come to the end. Prior to The Vindictives, we had J Church with Bottom Rung. Big shout to David Watke. Apologies if I didn't get your name right there, but thank you for the recommendation. That got a lot of love from other people. And yeah, it's always good to hear J Church. And prior to that, we had The Pissed. The Customer Is Always Right. And it is the right time to say goodbye. Thank you to everyone that contributed. Please do check out Working to Work if you're interested. I'll put the details in the description of this show. And we're going to end this show with Collate and their song Dislocative Ritual. This is Erica's group and who are about to go on tour. So perhaps go see them if you enjoy this. The tour dates are on their Bandcamp page. Thank you, Erica, for all your help with this show, and have a good tour. And one more song about work. Thanks for listening, and Viva Maximum Rock and Roll.
Listening to